A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus, with Peter, James, and John, came down from the mountain and rejoined the disciples, they saw a large crowd round them and some scribes arguing with them. The moment they saw him, the whole crowd was struck with amazement and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing about with them?" he asked. A man answered from the crowd, "Master, I have brought my son to you. There is a spirit of dumbness in him, and when it takes hold of him, it throws him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and goes rigid. I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were unable to." "You faithless generation," Jesus said to them in reply, "how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to Jesus, and as soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into convulsions, and he fell to the ground and lay there writhing, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" "From childhood. And it has often thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." "If you can," retorted Jesus, "everything is possible for those who have faith." Immediately the father of the boy cried out, "I do have faith. Help the little faith I have." And when Jesus saw how many people were pressing round him, he rebuked the unclean spirit. "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Then throwing the boy into violent convulsions, it came out shouting, and the boy lay there like a corpse, and most of the people said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him up, and he was able to stand. When he had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why were we unable to cast it out?" "This is the kind," Jesus answered, "that can only be driven out by prayer." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I read a quote from Leonardo Boff, which said, "Within every heart abide angels and devils. They will always dance together within us." I heard myself agree. Wow, what a dance. Within every heart abide angels and devils. They will always dance together within us. I don't think we even need to imagine the energy of such positive and negative forces within us and outside us, demanding attention. It is already our experience of being human. This quote came to my mind when I was reflecting on today's Gospel of the young man with the unclean spirit within him. Yet, because of the faith of his father and the healing hand of Jesus, we see positive beauty and goodness dancing together with the negative spirit which has taken possession of the boy. The gift of faith, which figures largely in this gospel, enables us to look at something negative or unpleasant in such a way that it surrenders its secret of the hidden goodness it carries. It seems this is the challenge of today's reading. As we ponder and struggle with this word, we search for its meaning in a positive and life-giving way and allow ourselves to be taken by faith to dance in this place of mystery, deep within ourselves and within our world. Today we usually refer to unclean spirits as spirits of addiction, of obsessive compulsion, busyness, absence, in fact, anything that keeps us unfree. When this gospel story has emerged in the past, I've often passed over it, telling myself, oh, it's not relevant in my life. The real truth, as I realize now, is I didn't want to look at my own demons and addictions. In this gospel, in the midst of the arguing among the disciples and the teachers of the law, Jesus is about to lead us into deeper ways of inner freedom. The disciples are not able to deal with the demons in the young man, so someone from the crowd asks Jesus to intervene. That someone is the father of the young man, who sees his son being out of control under the influence of unclean spirits. The initial response of Jesus appears to be one of impatience at the lack of faith on the part of the people. His words help us to face into our feelings of negativity, which bind us and keep us unfree. Listen to Jesus. You faithless generation, why do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me. They do as Jesus asks, and at first it appears the boy gets worse, even to the point of death. How often do we see situations of helplessness getting worse, even to the point of death, before they get better? It requires the faith of deep listening and contemplative seeing to realize that of ourselves we can do nothing, yet with God all things are possible. This is the faith God asks of us. Jesus calls us to trust him as we experience the depth of our own addictions that keep us unfree. God gives us the grace so that when our addictions and compulsions throw us to the ground, we will, like the young boy, be taken by the hand of Jesus and raised to join the dance of freedom. I love the phrase in this gospel where it says that as soon as the Spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into convulsions. Obviously, there was a presence in Jesus which the negative spirit recognized and couldn't face. So what to do? Throw the boy to the ground. Don't stay on your feet and dance with the beauty and goodness which longs to heal and integrate. But Jesus, if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us. If you can, anything is possible for the one who has faith. I do have faith. Help my unbelief. And so the dance goes on. This kind of addiction, compulsion, can only be dealt with by prayer, the type of prayer that recognizes our complete dependence on God in Jesus, who leads us in the dance of life. Jesus took the boy by the hand. He takes us by the hand, and we stand up, ready to join the dance of life. Let's go and enjoy this dance. Within every heart abide angels and devils. They will always dance together within us. Check this out today in your own life, as I will do in mine. Blessings.